So, today I went to the art museum to see a photo series. It's the last weekend for this exhibition, so I wanted to make sure I saw it today. And it's a photo series kind of in a road trip genre from 5 different decades. I tried to record at the museum and explain the photos as I was looking at them, but for some reason, I didn't imagine that a building with no furniture, no cloth, and only frames on the wall would be so echoey and so silent. That when I tried to talk, all I could do was the barest whisper. So I ended up just kind of whispering very quiet notes to myself on what I was looking at so that I could compile them later and then explain them now. Let me know if you want that, but I'm going to tell you right now you don't. It's awful. There's a lot of background noise that is louder than me. So much louder. Okay, so the first one I saw, I went backwards. I went future to past, but I think you're supposed to go past to future. I don't know. I like the way I went. The very first one I saw was a woman with curly red hair, kind of looking up to the upper right of the frame, and she was wearing a red floral dress, and she had the typical Ash Wednesday cross on her forehead. It was actually a really good cross. I was raised religious, so I've been crossed a few times in my life with Ash, and it's never looked as good as she got it. Oh my gosh, it was great. It was just pure perfection. So I like that one. The next one I saw was a collection of photos that kind of show desert and mountains and canyons. And my favorite of them had like a it was a tiny fake road that was like just on stilts, and it was zoomed out so you could see the stilts and you could see the tiny road and then you could see the mountains, and it was just like set up to look like there was a road going to nowhere, but we were zoomed out and we didn't have it the correct perspective. I love that one. Then the next photo I saw, it was a naked man either climbing or falling down the side of like a terracotta colored cliff edge. He was muscular, so his body kind of blended in with the ridges on the cliff's edge. I love that one too. I have sorry if you could hear that horn honking. I live in an alley, so people like to honk when they're going through. Instead of just slow down, just go for it and honk. But I like that one because I have this thing where I just don't think we see enough dick in media that's not like porn and that's not making a joke about a dick. I personally think it's very damaging the way we portray dicks. So to see it, provided it's like not popular media, but to see it just portrayed as it is, just a naked man, the dick isn't funny, it's just a part of him. It made me really happy. The next one that really stood out to me It was a picture taken inside an RV. At least I believe it was an RV. It looked like an RV. It was taken of the, like, the dining room area in the RV. They had set up a jigsaw puzzle of a hummingbird. And I think that doesn't make a lot of sense, because jigsaw puzzles take quite a long time. And the idea of RVs is to not stay in one place. So if you start doing a jigsaw puzzle and then realize you're an RV and you want to go somewhere, what do you do? Do you just, like, tear it down and start all over the next time? What's the plan here? It really did not make sense to me. But the next one I saw was it was called like New Family Camping in Black Bear Ranch. This was genius. I don't camp a lot. I actually don't camp in a tent anymore. I had something that I didn't really enjoy, so I just don't do it anymore. But this made a lot of sense. The tent was set up on top of a blow-up bed. Okay? Not with the blow-up bed in it, but on top of the blow-up bed. Oh my god, it makes so much sense, because then you don't have to worry, like, of getting the blow-up bed inside the tent and blowing it up, and then just, like, not having as much room. But no, this tent was on top of the blow-up bed. Now, it's more likely that you're gonna have, like, a rupture or something, I guess. But honestly, it's a better idea. Really smart. The next one was Watermelon Still Life. This one, it looked like it was really old, but it was actually taken in 2012. It was a segment of a watermelon, and it was placed on top of a towel, on top of a stack of, like, three different tires. So someone was eating watermelon in their, like, car repair shop, just on tires. It felt like something that was, like, from the 60s or 70s, but no, it was 2012. Next one was a woman playing an accordion, and she was on the back of a truck. The really weird one about this one was she had three different cups of coffee. She had a mug, and then two to-go cups. I thought that was interesting. There were a few with, like, a Christmas theme in it. Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. There was just one with, like, a house with Christmas lights on it. I was like, okay. Didn't see what that was special about that one. But there was one from 1988. I think it was a Reno hotel. And it had these purple neon lights shining on the white walls, and then green lights shining onto the bushes with neon, like, motel signs and different things like that. And then it was positioned directly next to a black and white, like, McMansion-style house. It had absolutely no color, absolutely no life in it, just nothing, just this Reno light-filled place smack next to this McMansion dead house. There's another one. It was four men on a bike, a single bike. And then instead of helmets, they had spheres of lights around their head. It was so absurd. It was like they had a ball, four different balls, and they were just covered in Christmas lights, and they were wearing that instead of helmets, and the bike had three wheels and eight pedals. There was another Christmas picture. This one was from 76. Fun one about this one, it was in the desert, I think. because the fire hydrant had little green cactuses painted on it. Then there was a photo of the back of a woman's head in a diner. She had a very peculiar hairstyle. It was kind of like a French twist, but no twist. It was just up, and then there were three little pearl beads in it, and then she had a pearl necklace. There was one from 1967. Now, I think this was a church. I think it was specifically Blood of God Church. There were lots of signs that said Blood of God and by Jesus' blood, heaven or hell. And then there were light up reindeer on the side of this building. But that's not even the weirdest part. The weirdest part about it is in front of the building, there were just appliances, like fridges, ovens, and dishwashers. I thought at first it was a sale. Like, I thought it was a store that was selling appliances, but I looked at it for a long time, and I decided it was a church, and they were donating appliances. I certainly hope that's the situation. The next one, it was a mountain lion, I think. But it was in Florida. It looked like just a lion, though. There were two cars stopped on the road, and you could see into one of the cars, and there was a little boy taking a picture of the lion, and the other car was touching the lion, like the front of the car. It was alarmingly close to the cat, and we were too. It was a very close picture. The next one, it's like a boat naming, I think. Is that what that is? When you smash a champagne bottle against a boat. And there were people there taking videos and camera pictures. But the weirdest thing is there was like a window washing lifter. But it was hovering in the air. It was obviously tied by a line, but it was not there to wash any windows. It was just there to hold Santa Claus. I don't know what is going on there, but maybe I don't know what happens at boat naming ceremonies. I should probably look into that. Maybe there's always like a Santa. Next one, it could have been a scene from Grease. There were two men, and they were standing outside of their muscle cars faced together. And it was taken, I think, down the San Diego River? Is that right? I think that's what it said. It could have been San Francisco. I'm so ignorant. To California? I don't know. And then there was a picture from 1964. This is a boy. He was drinking a soda outside. He was in a striped shirt, a horizontal striped shirt, and then there were slats on the roof, and the shadow of them was producing vertical stripes on the scene and on him. And then there were two lights on either side of the soda window that were producing circular shadows, and they looked like little balloons. It was a black and white photo. There was one from 1964. It was taken during the state fair in Texas. There was a boy, possibly age 16, 15, and he's wearing what looks like a football jersey. But then he has a hat with a big old feather plume in it. I don't know what that was about. Maybe in 1964, football players wore hats with feathers in it. I'm not entirely sure. And then one from 1960, there's a boy. He was in the desert. He was in front of the house, but the house was casting him almost in shadow. He had on a really dirty white shirt, a cowboy hat, and a belt. And then behind the tree, one of the trees, there were three different trees. Kind of, they looked kind of like Joshua trees, but not really. Behind one of them was the sun, and you could see the sun just shining around the tree, and there was this little light that was caught behind his ears and in the tiny little gap between his arm and waist. And you could see that even though he was really almost entirely in the shadow of the house. And then the last photo I looked at was 1986, Glen Canyon Dam. It was a family of three boys and one toddler. The family was all looking at the dam, apart from the toddler. And the toddler was actually looking at the camera, and he was in a pack and play. And this pack and play was set up on the street. This was an absolutely huge print that I saw on the way out. So, hope you enjoyed me describing the different photos I saw at the museum today.